It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Marshall Terry. One of the unsolved mysteries of North Carolina is the Brown Mountain Lights. They are unexplained flickers that appear on and around the mountain near Morganton. And those lights have inspired a lot of theories, including aliens being responsible. The lights were even the subject of an X-Files episode.
Well, what do you think this is?
It's Brown Mountain, Scully. That doesn't ring a bell. The Brown Mountain Lights? It's a famous atmospheric phenomenon dating back nearly 700 years, witnessed by thousands of people, back to the Cherokee Indians.
There have been suggestions recently that maybe the lights had finally flickered out. Researchers in the Physics and Astronomy Department at nearby App State have been monitoring the mountain via camera for about 3 years. And it wasn't until this past month that they finally captured something on more than one camera that can't be explained. A ball of light hovering in the sky above Brown Mountain. Daniel Caton is one of those researchers.
Mostly I will watch the video and see that nothing happened. But I was watching that one and thought, wow, that's kind of unusual. I had not seen that before like that. It appears four times within several minutes during that evening. And it didn't move during the exposure, which is the odd thing. So if it were a star or an airplane or something during a 30-second exposure, it would streak. And you often see that in the videos. You see airplanes and meteors occasionally and stars rising.
Caton has been doing research into the lights since the 1980s, after one of his students told him about the mystery. He says he began to grow cynical, though, about 10 years ago after he discovered most reported sightings turned out to be just normal light sources. But then in 2006...
I did an interview for a reporter from the Associated Press, and that article went out widely. And I got emails about these supposed sightings. But what struck me was among them were a few close-up encounters. So we're not talking 2,000 feet across the Linville Gorge. We're talking 20 feet in the parking lot. And I have no reason to believe that they had any reason to lie. They saw something, and it was up close. And that's when I investigated the notion that it could be a phenomenon called ball lightning.
And what is ball lightning?
Well, ball lightning is something that's been reported for more than a century, maybe two, sort of a sports ball-sized blob of glowing whatever that suddenly appears, maybe outdoors, maybe indoors. It may move slowly horizontally for a few seconds. It just dissipates. It's so infrequent and random, though, that there aren't any really good pictures of it.
And so far, scientists don't know what causes ball lightning or why it would happen at a place like Brown Mountain, if it in fact is happening there. Caton says verified reports of the Brown Mountain lights began about 100 years ago, and a tourism industry quickly sprang up.
There was a guy that ran a hotel that had a view of Brown Mountain, and he was promoting his hotel tourism business. And there are still people today who try to make money off of doing Brown Mountain light viewing tours, as if you could go plan to actually view them.
Why is it important to keep going out and looking for them? I mean, what keeps driving you to do this research?
That's a good question. I was about at that cynical point that I was 10 years ago. Recently, we've just concluded that maybe they're all bogus. And so I was about ready to just throw in the towel, and now we have this interesting light that we caught. And so it's just intriguing. And if there's real physics going on, if there's real ball lightning, this would be a cool place to study it.
As somebody who has been researching this phenomenon for a long time now, is there something to the mystery of it that maybe you just want to keep preserved, or are you really just adamant about, no, I want to know what this is?
Well,
would that take the fun out of it, though, if we just kind of leave it be? You know, does that make sense?
Like the title of Richard Dawkins' book, Unweaving the Rainbow, you know.
Right.
Do you spoil it if you figure it out?
Exactly.
I don't think so. I know completely the physics I understand it. I know what's going on. But that doesn't remove any enjoyment of actually seeing one. I don't think about that when I see one. My mind says, oh, that's pretty neat. But I know when I might likely see a rainbow. And if we could figure out what actually is going on with the Brown Mountain Lights, what causes them, then you could hopefully predict them. That would be cool.
Well, Professor Daniel Caton, I appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, it's been great. Thank you for asking me to talk with you about this.
You can see that image of the ball of light above Brown Mountain that Caton and his colleague at App State captured at WFAE.org. It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE.